USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Private equity giant Thoma Bravo owns McAfee and Landdesk and is now working on a possible bid for Twitter, setting up what could be a rival to Elon Musk's offer for the embattled social network. Musk's offer of $54.20 a share is a 38% premium and may be the price no stockholder could refuse. Ukraine is taking responsibility for sinking a Russian warship in the Black Sea with two missiles. Russia has acknowledged the Moskva has sunk, but says it was an accidental fire and not an attack that caused the ship to sink in the Black Sea while being towed back to Russia after the explosions. The man charged with opening fire in a Brooklyn subway car full of people, Frank James, was jailed without bail Thursday. As prosecutors told a judge, he terrified all of New York City. A plea was not entered at this time. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Republican National Committee voted unanimously Thursday in favor of walking away from the Commission on Presidential Debates, saying the group is politically biased. The CDC, like the Biden administration, wants Title 42 to go away. Tim Berg reports.
The CDC recently announced there is no need for the Title 42 pandemic authority invoked by former President Donald Trump, which keeps some illegal immigrants from claiming asylum over public health concerns. Republicans and some Democrats are calling on the Biden administration to leave Title 42 in place. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says that based on her experience visiting the border, Title 42 should be left in place to protect Americans' health.
They had diseases like lice, which was prevalent, measles, mumps, elderly people in some cases had tuberculosis. HIV/AIDS was also present at the border. All kinds of diseases there. It's not just COVID-19.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom, the lawmaker behind the state's new abortion bill, said on Newsmax that he is speaking for the unborn children that cannot speak for themselves.
This is a huge win, not just for conservatives, not just for Oklahoma, but for future generations. Because we in Oklahoma are now saying it is a crime. You will be charged with a felony. The abortionists will face prison time if they intentionally take that innocent life. And this is something that government has a responsibility to do. We have a responsibility to stand up and protect the lives of the unborn. So I think this is a huge victory for us. Yes, we're going to have to continue to see the courts deal with these different things. And in many ways, I believe, overstep their authority. But that doesn't mean that we as the legislature shouldn't be pushing back and actually trying to protect those lives by any means necessary. So I am very thrilled to have Governor Stitt sign my bill, Senate Bill 612. He's been the most pro-life governor we've ever had. I'm sure Governor DeSantis will be fighting whatever they do in Florida, whatever the courts decide there. But it's time that these Republican legislatures lead and push back against this leftist liberal nonsense that is essentially child sacrifice with the murdering of those innocent children in the womb.
A spokesperson for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex has confirmed Harry and Meghan will visit Queen Elizabeth II on their way to The Hague to attend the Invictus Games, which begin tomorrow. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.